This is a big program tonight. It's all amateur. It starts at 6:30. So how many bouts have you got on the program?
We're looking at about 13, 14 bouts at this stage, with Bill Hardy as our main event, which should be a very good bout.
Yeah, Dylan Hardy, so he's a local. Who's he taking on?
Bill Hardy will take on Adrian Poletetti. He's a Victorian champion. I think his last year's or this year's Australian silver medalist. So I think he's got a pretty good record, Adrian. He's looking at 31 fights for 27 wins. So he's got a pretty good, he's got an awesome record. So Bill Hardy's going to have to be on his best boxing dude.
Yeah, I know he's fairly fit, though. He's been playing footy during the winter as well. So what sort of condition is Dylan in at the moment?
Yeah, Dylan's in, he's kept... with his footy and that's coaching with a bit of fitness, but between football fitness and boxing fitness is a little bit different. But with my youngest son Luke, he's with his pro fight, Bill Hardy, I asked Bill to come back and be his main sparring partner, which he has, and he's done it really well. And for Bill, for the speed for a heavyweight like Dylan is, he's under 91 kgs, and for the speed he's got for Mum Wolf, for someone for his build.
You briefly touched on your son Luke, of course, who turned professional. You must mention that. Congratulations to him. He won his first professional fight on the undercard to Daniel Gill in Launceston a couple of weeks ago. You must be pretty happy about that. I guess he is too.
Yeah, no, we're pretty wrapped with that at this stage, and we're just looking down the track with Lukey, trying to get him on more pro-ams, which is, it's not easy to get on those pro-ams, so we're sort of hoping next year, running with my amateur show, is running a couple of pro-ams down the track, which will be a highlight for especially the community to have a couple of pros on after an amateur night, which will be really good.
Yep, so that's next year. You're looking at having a pro-am for this tournament. Let's get back to this one. Normally, I know from previous events, you've had sort of a few juniors and a few female boxers as well, so what's the mix like tonight?
Yeah, we've got seven locals out of our own gym competing on the program, and they range from, we've got our main event, Bill Hardy, which is going to be a big highlight, and he's actually got his fiancée actually fighting on the same program with Sarah McConnon. She's also fighting a Victorian, which is about the same amount of fights as each other in the 54kg division, so that should be a really good fight. Damien Mackerel, which is another elite boxer that we've got out of our gym. He travels from Launceston two or three nights a week. And he's fighting Victorian. Shayla Dawes, she's up against Caitlin Beckett from Victoria. Both novices girls, so anything could happen there. Shayla's coming along really well at the moment. We've got young Brody Rouse. He's got Flynn Clark. He's fought Flynn a couple of times. He's had the wood on him only just. There's nothing between those two little boys. They're only like 36 kgs, so there's not a, real...
Yeah, paperweights, aren't they?
Different class than Bill Hardy's.
But, yeah.
But coming right down. But we have a little war going on with Matty Holland and Erica Creeley, which they're both Golden Glove winners in the same division, but one Erica in open division with Matty in the intermediate sort of thing after half a dozen fights. So these guys, these two girls fought on the Silver Donut under Luke and Daniel Gill, and it was a war. So I'm tipping that this fight will be no different. There's nothing between these two girls. And, yeah, look, that fight should be up there with Bill Hardy.
Sounds like a pretty exciting night, Craig. You know, the first fight's at 6:30. Will there still be door sales available tonight? Because I know these sorts of things.
There'll be all door sales this year. We've gone with all door sales. So we didn't go with the tickets this year. So we're hoping that the crowd or the community will get behind these guys, because this is going to be it's a pretty good card, this card for the night. So if the locals and everyone get behind it, then... yeah, anything can happen. Should be a good night, really.
Yep.
Good night.
Well, I think you'll get a good crowd. You normally do. And,
we normally do.
So the first fight's at 6:30. What time are the doors opening, Craig? Because you need to get them all in.
About 5:30, 6 o'clock-ish. So, and then you'll get the better seats. If you want ringside seats...
get there early.
Or a courtesy call, and I can reserve some seats for ones that are really keen to be...
Okay. Look, no worries. Thanks for that, Craig. Good luck to all the locals tonight. We're a little bit biased. We want to see all the locals get a win, but it sounds like a pretty good program. Thanks for your time this morning.
That'll be all tough, Martin. Yeah, and thanks for your time and thanks for getting us on.